Welcome to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. Now, today, and today's guest, I actually want to talk to a specific group in our audience today. I want to talk to the ladies, specifically the ladies that are, you know, over 40, and they're wanting to, like, let's just be real. Okay. Ladies over 40, entrepreneurs, business owners, professionals, like we have our stuff together. We're successful. From the outside, it looks like all great and amazing. On the inside, and please tell me if I'm not alone here, but sometimes, like, I just get upset. I'm not feeling good about what's going on, how the body's changing, and I'm seeing it affecting my business. And so I want to talk to the women today who are feeling like wiped out from the high stress and, you know, all of the ambitions of being an entrepreneur. So today we are bringing on the amazing Carrie Vaughn, who is going to support us with this because there's so much that we can start to unpack here and how do we do it with where we're at now. So please help me welcome Carrie to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you today?
Hey, thank you so much, Shay. I'm so happy and excited to be here.
I'm excited for you to be here too, because I mean, look, we're entrepreneurs, ladies that are movers and shakers. We're doing big things. We're creating high ticket offers. We're creating impact in the world. We're doing a lot of it from our desk and sitting a lot. We're doing a lot of it from, you know, the wee hours of the morning sometimes until late at night. We maybe don't necessarily get up all of the time and take those breaks. And when you start to really look at it, you go, what the fudge happened? That was not there 2 years ago. So I would love for you to kind of share with us a little bit about, you know, how can we get back on this health journey? How can we, you know, like boost our productivity without having injury, relieving any pains that are starting to come up in our body, and do it with like not having to kill ourselves and go to the gym 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. I don't even go near the gym anymore. Yeah.
What does that look like? How do we incorporate it? Like, help us.
Oh my goodness. I have so much to say and so much to share here. There's so many things that we can do. It's just knowing what to do. And that's what I love. I love to empower other women with those tools. Like as an entrepreneur myself, I get it. You know, we need outlets for all kinds of things. Our anxiety, first of all, our stress, all of these things. And so, you know, I think, you know, for me, what I have found, and again, this didn't come overnight, but, you know, for, you know, over a series of a long, you know, 26 years plus, you know, trials and errors, I've found there is wisdom in actually unlearning and unwinding about, you know, some of the things that we've learned about exercise in the past. And my approach is really different. And it starts there. So, you know, when we talk about the things that we need, I believe there are pillars that, you know, we need for to maintain our bodies. And, you know, one of those pillars you've heard of, it's called stretching. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Stretching.
And stretching can be done in so many ways and it can be used throughout our day. We can do things sitting. We can do things lying on our back. We can do things in many ways, right? It's just learning how to get these things at the forefront. And like everything else, just like with our business, there are habits that we need to begin to implement. And we implement them in small amounts and then they build and they build and they build so that eventually something like stretching, which is just an amazing aid for our bodies, we can slow down, we, you know, begin to calm our nervous system, breathe, you know, reduce stress, anxiety. Like, let's just say 5 minutes of just doing some basic stretching can save our minds, help us focus and concentrate and be more productive in our business. Okay. So we've got that piece there. And then there may be something like that with, I use, like, if you've ever gotten a massage before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do it all the time. I try at least once a month. And then when I'm in event season, after every event, I go as well.
Awesome. Yeah. I love massage too. And the cool thing is that's one of the pieces that I believe that we can do on our own, through, you know, using different tools. I call them fascia release tools, because when you're getting a massage, what they're breaking down is this stuff called the fascia, which is like a spiderweb like substance, if you guys can imagine, and it covers all of our muscles. And then, you know, there are ways that we can break down our own fascia on our own. And that is just like an amazing tool in and of itself. So typically I'm using a series of different types of balls that I've used over, you know, developed over the years. I'm kind of, you know, not every tool is going to work well, but there are things that I like to use, specifically fascial tools that you may be familiar with, is a cylinder looking device, piece called a foam roller. It can be usually black or white. Anyway, that's a wonderful tool. I like it. I use it for about 5 different things. That's what I found over the years it's good for, but and other fascia tools as well. But the whole point is that you take maybe 2 to 5 minutes, you get on there, you're doing something good for your body, you're releasing your fascia, you are also reducing tension in your body, which is going to help you to feel better. And it's going to, again, increase your focus, concentration, and make you more productive. So you're taking that time out. And in both the stretching and the fascia, one of the biggest pieces is our breathing. And I need that, because that's why I do what I do. Okay. Because by nature, I am very type A, driven, go, go, let's go, let's go. Right. And so so I need to work against that. So like taking that 5 minutes out to like slow down, focus on my breathing, it also provides interior silence to get connected to what I really need to be hearing and my inner intuition, and then what I need to do. And when I take that time, it's like, wow, boom, I am so much more effective than being caught up in this like crazy space and getting nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just running on that hamster wheel, so to speak. Right.
Exactly.
So you said the stretching, releasing the fascia, and breathing would be the 3 things that we can all just start with right now. Now, do you have like a suggestion? Like, what is one of your favorite things to do for at least the stretching part? Maybe if we're here at our desks, that people could, you know, just take on right now.
Oh yeah. So like, okay, real simple, really, really, really simple. Just take your arms and reach them out long. Like, just take them to your sides. It's like somebody's pulling you apart. Like somebody's got your left hand, somebody's got your right hand, and they're spreading you apart. Drop the shoulders down. And you may feel like you're holding some tension anywhere from the shoulders to the elbows to the wrists. And you can even move your wrists around, because we are using our hands a lot, right? We're doing a lot of stuff. So this is like, I check in with this periodically all the time during my office work, right? Mm-hmm. And then we hold it, we can take a break. And then the other thing is just so simple. It just a shoulder hug. Just take one arm across the body, pull it in towards you, give yourself a hug. Are you holding any tension in the back of your shoulders?
Yeah, I feel it like in the,
yes.
The shoulder, yeah.
So do this a couple times. You can move in and out of it. Go to the other side. Just like with anything, especially with our stretching, you want to do it till you feel improvement. And so like we want to actually, I like to go into the stretch like one more time to make sure. And there are times like I'll do that stretch, I feel nothing. After 3 hours of working, it's like, what the heck just happened? You know, it's like, whew, I'm kidding. So those are little things that can help us, you know, okay. Simple.
Yeah. So you've seen this working with your clients over the last 26 some odd years of it actually boosting their productivity?
Yeah. So we've got all facets. So yes, 100%. Now I also believe in, and this has just been in my experience, that we need to integrate in whole body strength work. And I also am a believer in what I call therapeutic Pilates, which is basically Pilates the right way, not hurting yourself, because you can get hurt doing it. And those are the other 2 pieces. In addition to just moving, which I was going to tell you guys, there's nothing better. So we do the things that we need to sustain our body. right? So that we can move more. And I don't use the word cardiovascular exercise or even get caught up in that anymore. And I've worked in cardiac rehab. It's just this simple: move. Studies have shown that we can get up and move. 10 minutes makes a difference. 10 minutes in our overall health. So that's the bottom line there. That's kind of all the pieces in what I believe.
I love that. Okay. So, I mean, how in the world and why did you get started in doing this work in the first place? It's not like you go, I think I'm going to teach women how to move. Like, what happened?
Good question. So by birth, right, I'm a natural born mover. I love to move. And my mom put me in a creative movement class like at age 4. But what happened is, like, by age 7, I had put on weight and was getting teased, made fun of for my weight. And then I was told by a doctor I needed to exercise, lose the weight, and go on a diet. And that had a huge impact on me right there. And so she put me in dance, ballet. And that wasn't the healthiest environment for numerous reasons, especially from the standpoint of developing healthy, unhealthy eating habits, blah, blah, blah. But, and also not for my feet and ankles. So fast forward, like, sophomore year in college, I found out I was missing 2 joints in my feet because I was having a lot of pain along the way, right? So I had to stop doing something that I had grown to love, which was a form of movement. And then I love movement, and I wanted to find ways to continue that and be proactive. And I wasn't able to do a lot at that time. And so that's what kind of started my journey. And I just kind of, went full force with it 100%, from there. So,
yeah, that's interesting. So I'm curious, the women that you interact with the most, what is it that you see coming up for them? What are kind of the common conditions that you tend to encounter?
Yeah, great question. So a lot of times, a couple things. One, a lot of women may have had like something happen to them in the past. It could have been an injury or some type of surgery, or they don't want to hurt themselves while exercising. Then I have, they just want to prevent injury, right? And so that's a big, big component of the people I work with. And then I also see a lot of general back pain, and also inflammation based stuff. Like, I'm seeing a lot of, and this hits home with me too, all these things, that autoimmune disorders, or arthritis, or these ELJAs, those type of things. And so I see a lot of that as well. And then, with the back pain, I definitely have seen a lot over the years of stenosis and spondylolisthesis. For some reason, those two things have just been, in addition to the general back pain, really things that have come my way, as well as feet related issues like plantar fasciitis. That's a big one. I see that all of the time, and so on. So, yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that necessarily. So right. Are there any like key elements that contribute to like this stuff showing up, or how to get them out of the pain?
Yeah, so the thing is that there's 100% crossover between what we need to do to prevent the pain and actually getting rid of it. And so that pain is usually our body saying, hey, mm-hmm. I'm getting your attention. Listen to me. And so it's all those things that I talked about. That's what it boils down to. It's not just one. And I think that is the thing that I've learned. It's integrating them all in a fashion that's sustainable into our lives so that they become habits. And that's really what I've found to be most effective for the women I'm working with.
Okay. So to go over those 3 pillars, the stretch, say it again. It was the stretching, it was the fascia, and it was the breathing.
Sure. Let me say, we got the stretching in the fascia, and within those we want to breathe. And then we have therapeutic Pilates, which is a big piece, whole body strength, which is a big piece. And then I also include overall movement. And because, like I said, we just need to be moving. We need to move, like give ourselves 10 minutes, get up off the chair and move.
So is it these things where it's like, oh, we have to get our 10,000 steps in, or is it literally just like move and, do some high knees as you go to the kitchen?
So here's the beauty of that. It can be both. And I think it's individualized. Like, yeah, I do wear a Fitbit and I look at my steps. Steps are great for some people. I think that, you know, I don't think that we need to, I think we need to give ourselves some grace here because we're not going to be a perfect 100% of the time. And a lot of times people get so caught up on their numbers and I didn't hit 10,000. You know what? I didn't either. And I may not hit it for the next 2 days. You're going to be okay. Right. The whole point is that we want to move. And so like, you know, doesn't matter. Like people can get 10,000 steps just in their house, believe it or not. I've done it. Right. You know, so if you feel like it, you know, get up and walk, go outside, get some fresh air. But don't get so caught up in that. And that when movement becomes a habit over time, we want to start in phases. You take 10 minutes, it may be 20. I don't think we need to be doing, overall movement, AKA cardiovascular exercise, more than 20 or 30 minutes in our day period. It just is counterproductive, especially when it comes to injuries.
Yeah. So when I keep hearing like injuries is kind of a big thing for you and the prevention of injuries.
Yeah. It's 100% a big thing because I've seen so, I mean, that's basically who's been in my world over the years and myself included. I've injured almost every part of my body and had to learn through those experiences and then attracted a lot of people into my world that have been injured or, you know, didn't want to go there again. And so that's the nature of it. It's like, we want our bodies to be in harmony in every way. And, injury can occur when we're unbalanced in certain things. And so I found like, that's why all of the pillars are really important so that stretching is not going to cut it. Just fascia release is not going to cut it. Just doing your strength work is not going to cut it. Just doing Pilates is not going to cut it, right? Just moving is not going to cut it to prevent injury, right? So we can become unbalanced. And so like, that's what I found, you know, makes that situation better. It's like when we intertwine the things that we need to be doing so that we can move more and not get injured, we need those things.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a layering of them on top of each other and like a combination that fits each individual person.
Yeah. So exactly. It's like we get, you know, I would say this whole body strength, ideally over time, we need to be getting that into our week 2 times. Now we may not be starting off there, but if you want to get serious about taking control of your health, we need to get that into our weeks 2 times. Okay. And then the stretching in the fascia, that's an art. You make it work for you. Okay. So there's no big deal there. I am a believer that we need to be doing the therapeutic Pilates work at least 1 time a week. And I think that's sustainable. I think those things, you know, and then moving, I think that is a sustainable, prescription for life. And yeah, you can do more and it's not going to be 100% perfect, but I'm not, there'll be a week or two. Like I just don't do any, you know, but the whole purpose is we get back into it and we crave those things because our body feels so much better when we're doing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Totally makes sense. So yeah. I love it. We've got, you know, the different pillars here and how many times we need to be utilizing them to get on our journey. Now, what is the best way that somebody could reach out to you and maybe if they have questions specifically about the pain that's going on in their body, or maybe they want to prevent it? I think back pain is probably one of the bigger ones. What's the best way somebody can reach out to you? And do you happen to have a gift for our audience?
Absolutely. I actually have a guide, 3 ways to prevent back pain so you don't get it. And it's really user-friendly if you're doing work at a desk. And to reach me, you can reach me either by email at Carrie, which is C-A-R-I at movementcraft.com, or go directly to my website. You can reach out to me there, which it's movementcraft.com, the word movement and the word craft.com.
I love it. Beautiful. And we'll have the links to the gift in the show notes as well. So my last question for you, Carrie, is what is a takeaway or a memorable note that you would like to leave our audience with today?
Well, I will just say a scripture verse comes to mind because it's on my mind. So Proverbs 10:22, the blessings of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
And what does that mean for you?
So that means that I follow the Lord in all my ways. And actually, the CEO of my business is the Lord. And so, you know, I just, the richness is in this work here. It's in being a service. It's in doing what brings you joy. And this brings me joy, right? Mm-hmm. And spreading that as much as I can to help as many people as I can.
Perfect. So. Love it. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for being with us. And I want to thank everybody for joining us on another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm excited for you to take all of these lessons, all of these resources here, start implementing them and create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an outstanding rest of your day.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Creating Powerful Impact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.